说那个说说阿们我这个书也没得给你那是你呢为何就要过了几个 A 跟大家下一个你当你一个那个我你是我的妈妈说我还是想听起来是我的给你你在是你可带下一个我说我说给你我还是that's an agreement with father of the Lord, but it was a slip of the tongue. It's not an agreement with father of the Lord. On the contrary, the Maharam understood that Theseus is saying that only when the Dalai Shaito is based upon the Aloha of Mugeras, that is misrected down. So then Theseus requires him a Mashenke, if it's on the basis of Rea Hadam Tea Dai Shaito, then it doesn't even require Gimel. That's how the Maharam is. So this is said that the Maharam is the Kashi, have a Motsu in Shnuri. The Rabbis in Akimina, the Hitchad, we all follow Gimel. The Dai Shaito with Amuniko. The Shatins is Rechad, the Zeo, the Yirachad. The Sirel, the Boy, the Gimel. We can swear in the Shaito, after the Zno, after the Dawit Chidesh, the Baha'i swear in Kiragiz. So he says that when Tain says, as the Kash, who Radiz in Anna, the Oma of the Kama, the Oma of the Kama, after the Kumlose, the Yosno, the Nobu, the Niko, the Shaito, so the Kash is, the Yosno, the Niko, the Shaito, so why do we have to resort to our of Nosno Nomiko Dai Shaito. So, let it be Dai Shaito. So, that's why we have to resort our of Ahadam Tea Dai Shaito. After all, it should be Dai Shaito. Every day Ahadam Tea should be Dai Shaito on the basis of Nomiko Dai Shaito. Of Nomiko Dai Shaito. So then the Maharam says, Jesus could have been a terrorist. Princess could have been in Teres that when does Rabbeinzi have to resort to the Aloche of Rea Hadam Tea Dai Shaito in the case where there is no Hefse Gimuet? So, right. So if it had been based upon the Aloche of Miniko Dai Shaito, so without the Hefse of Gimuet, according to Rabbeinzi, there is no Aloche of Misrekes Da. Mashain came on the basis of Rea Hadam Tea Dai Shaito, so we say Dai Shaito because of Rea Hadam Tea. Of course, that parrots we couldn't give according to the Olayer's parrots. So in other words, the Maram assumes in thesis. The Maram assumes in thesis that the thesis she is that even our little Rabbeisi, when does Rabbi Yisi require Hefzeg Gimuaynes? When does Rabbi Yisi require Hefzeg Gimuaynes? That is, when it's not Riyah Adam Teah, when it's on the basis of Inekes Misrekes Dam. So then it requires that coupled with the fact that she's Inekes, there should be a Hefzeg of Gimuaynes. But if we have the facts of Rea Hadam Tea, so even without the Hefsek of Gimuaynes, as the Maram assumed like the Sidretar, but you see, of course, it's Mashma, in order to answer the Sidretar's Kasha. So we have to say the Teisa Shita in this Madura is the way the Ophanea says. So in Meile, we couldn't say what the Maram says. So we couldn't say what the Maharam says, Uragensi Name, so when things says, as the Kashi, according to Uragensi, that after Gomlose, Yosno, Yosno, Yoniko, is Dai Shaito. So the Kashi is, why do we have to resort to the Aloche of Rea Alamdia Dai Shaito? Let it be Dai Shaito on the basis of the Yajes. On the basis of the letters, we couldn't give the parents. So we couldn't give the parents. So the Maharam says, this is to the given the parents, taking the tenets, in other words, we have to resort to Leah Hadam Kira Daya Shaito, to the case where there was no Hefzik Moedas. No! In the case where there was no Hefzik Moedas, so then, we wouldn't apply in the Aloche of Leah Hadam Kira Daya Shaito. Because the whole Aloche of Leah Hadam Kira Daya Shaito only applies to a case where there is a Hefzik Moedas. So we see that the Maram did not understand cases that way. And the Maram assumed that even according to cases, so the Yaisi is made that if it's Reach Adam Teah Zidai Shaito, with the Hefzek of one end, of course, one Hefzek, otherwise it's not an initial here. So that goes without saying. There has to be a Chalachos Hefzek of one end, because if there is not a Hefzek at all, not even a Hefzek of one end, then it's not a Yerushay. But we don't require, according to the Yaisi, according to the Maram's Jacobus, we don't require, according to the Yaisi, Hefzek Dimon. We don't provide, but the most recent of chapter cases is the way the Ochmira said, that the Ochmira said. Now, so this one is the Maram, so this one is the Maram. Now, the Maram says, how the Jesus is the Kasha, for the Jesus is not going to come after the Moshe is not the thing in the Daya Shaito. So, why do we have to resolve? So to Aloche of Korea Hadam Tira Dari Shaito, to have it be Dari Shaito exclusively on the basis of Unika Dari Shaito, of Unika Dari Shaito. So why does the basis say, no, we have to resort to the Aloche of Korea Hadam Tira Dari Shaito in the case where there is no Hefzek of Dinerines? Let's assume, like the Maram assumed they say. So that's his kasha. So the Ram says, when Tinsa says, you have been seen, Name Doma Bekeretame, after the Mosse, you know, no, 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 he means, Rabbi Yitzi happens to be among those Tanoim who say that even Gomlose, you know, no, 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 so it's still Dayo Shaito. Gomlose, you know, no, 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 it's still Dayo Shaito. And Rabbi Yitzi also holds that the Dinekes without the Hefzek of Dimoides is not Dayo Shaito. So the Tesis is asking the Kasher against the Tanu, who will agree with Rabbi Yitzi Shite that after Gomlose Yonosn of Noam Niko is Dayo Shaito. But he will not agree with Rabbi Yitzi Shite that there are two prerequisites. Number one, Miniko, and then Hefzek Dimoides. In other words, let's say somebody, if a certain time, will agree with Rabbi Yitzi Shite after Gomlose Yonosn of Noam Niko, Dayo Shaito. And on the other hand, he'll agree with Rabbi Rezea that in that case, if without the Hefzek of Dimoides is Dayo Shaito. So against that time, there is a kasha. This is how the Maram is going. All right, but you see the Bach didn't understand that when Tesis is asking the kasha against Rabbi Yitzi, Tesis meant not Rabbi Yitzi himself, but he meant the Tanya who agrees with Rabbi Yitzi's deen of Gomose Nosno Nomo Niko Dayo Shaito. But not Rabbi Yitzi himself. Mashem in the Bach, he understood, Tesis keeps shooting. Tesis says of Rabbi Yitzi, and we know that Rabbi Yitzi, not only does he say that he even Gomose Nosno Nomo Niko Dayo Shaito, but he also says that the Nekes, that the Nekes is Dayo Shaito only if it is coupled with the Hefzek of Dimoides, and still Tinses as the Kasher, and still Tinses as the Kasher. When do we have to resolve to the special Aloche of Oreya Hadam Teya Dayo Shaito? When do we have to resolve to the Aloche of Reach Adam Teya Dayo Shaito? After all, it's supposed to be Dayo Shaito on the basis of Minakes, and the controversy himself, even Gomorse, as long as it was within Chodalus Chedesh. So the Melech, So we apply the aloche of Darish Haito, that says it's Kashi. So the Kashi is against Tetzis, but Rabbi Yitzchak himself says that Kinekis without Hepsidim Reyes, without Hepsidim Reyes, is not Darish Haito. So why does Tetzis ask? Or a Yitzchak name Yoma Mishalekame after Yom Losen or Yosin of Nogu in Nifo Dali Shaito. So why does Rabbi Yitzchak have to resort to the Aloche of Reach Adam Teya Dali Shaito? It should be Dali Shaito on the basis of Minecher Dali Shaito. Minecher Dali Shaito. So the question is, but the contradiction, just in essence, is not Aishaito, only if she had a hefsek of Dilaynes, the same Kashi that the Maran writes. So that's why the Bach says, the Tetzis Shita is, since we see, on one hand, we see Rabbi Yitzchak in the Mishnah says, So that means that Rabbi Yitzchak is a very big machmir in respect to Minekes and Muberes. He says that just Minekes Muberes by itself, without the suspension of 90 days, not the same dam, so it's not Darish Haito. So she has the same status as any other one. That, so we see from Rabbi Yitzchak in the Mishnah, we see a big chumrah. On the other hand, from Rabbi Yitzchak in the Braise, we see a big chumrah. Because Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rabbi Shimon Emri, Dayan Shaiton, Kol Esrin, the Alba Chedesh. In other words, even though she stopped nursing the baby, or if unfortunately the baby died, or she turned it over to another woman to nurse the baby. So even in such a case where the whole time of Dam Necha and Asacholo is not child, so still the Yitzchak is later. So it's still a basis nature. So Tetzis Shita is, there is a machlokes between the Mishnah of the Rabbi Yitzchak and the Braisa of the Rabbi Yitzchak. According to the Mishnah of the Rabbi Yitzchak is a big machia. And even a nursing woman who still nurses the baby, is not Darish Haito unless it's coupled with the suspension of Dam. Needless to mention, if she's not nursing the baby anymore, because the baby dies as a child, or because she turned it over, or because she stopped nursing the baby, she gives the baby a bottle. So, needless to mention that in such a case, it is not Ayesh Haifa. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yitzchak in the Mishnah is a big mafia. Hashem in Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak in the Braise is a big major. Rabbi Yitzchak in the Braise, he doesn't require any suspension of dam for Tliyanis. As long as she is a Minekes, and even if she is not an actual Minekes, but as long as she is within the period where many women are nursing the babies, because this man has out. So they nurse babies for 24 months, so she's still Darish Haito. So that's why, this is what the Bach says. This real Akinse, it's really Tamil, because from the notion of this Akinse, it's Mashma, that Rabbi Yitzchak is the biggest neighbor. And from the beginning of Akinse, and from the Mishneh, it appears that Rabbi Yitzchak is the biggest Mashma. The answer is, there is a Machlokes between the Mishneh and the Braise. Alim Rabbi Yitzchak. According to the Mishnah, Alim Rabbi Yitzchak is the biggest mafia. The fact that she is in Minekes doesn't imply that it's Darish Haito. Even if she's an actual Minekes, even if she still keeps on nursing the baby, unless she missed three periods of it, there is a suspension of 90 days of not seeing that in that. And that's Rabbi Yitzchak in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yitzchak in the Braise says that the other extreme. On the contrary, he says the fact that you are Minekes, not only an actual Minekes, but a potential Minekes. So Bizman Chazal, so that was it, because Bizman Chazal, the average mother, nursed the baby for 24 months. So remember, Takonis Chachomim was, Takonis Chachomim was that every woman who gave birth to a child, so within the 24 months after giving birth, whether she nurses, she doesn't nurse, as long as she gave birth to the child, so for the first 24 months after giving birth, she's Dayashayat. She's Dayashayat. So, this is what the Bach is. Alright, what is this? Alright, so, for Sunday, I would like to cover a lot of ground, because we spend a lot of time on this tonight. Now, you should be prepared after the Gemara for Rabbi Yehuda of Dayot. Rabbi Yehuda of Dayot Hadosh. Dayot Hoche. Dayot Hoche. It's a Hamlam Ches Omdam.
Shir Tezayin and Nida Yoradev and Oskusim Chof Beis Simon H. Tov Shem Mem Beis, June 13, 1982, on Sunday.
Now we mentioned the kasha of the Sidrei Taref and Teisves, and then we saw that the Ramban mentions in the name of Teisves that the kasha was not just why does the Braise say that Beis Zayin is the Ibur and the Achaz and the Koso is Mitzur. The Kashi, according to Tesis, is why does Rabbi Yisi say Tzricha Sholoshenes without Sholoshenes? So Achadam Teya, so is Gaya Shaita. So, but obviously, there were two Madures of the Tesis, and the Ramban had one Madure, and we have the other Madure. So the Madure that we have, so Tesis is only asking from the Aloche of Beizin is the Buro, the Achaz and Mikusa is Mitzorah. In other words, that means the Tesis, Shite is that according to Rabbi Yisi, so we have to have Hepsigimlaidis. Mashenki, the Madura that Ramban had, so Teisves is saying that even according to Rabbi Yisi, if it's Achadam Teya, so there is a loch of Dayoshaito even without Hepsigimlaidis. And when does Rabbi Yisi say that we require Hepsigimlaidis? When it's not on the basis of Re'achadam Teya. So then we require Gimelines. But if it's Achadam Teya, then we don't require Gimelines. Just Hepsek Woneina is enough. Then Hepsek Woneina is enough. All right. Now, the more discussion, but that goes without saying that the halacha of Re'achadam Teya Dayeshaito must be predicated upon the fact that there is a hefsek of one ene. Because if there is no hefsek of one ene, then why should Re'ach Adam Teya be Dayashaito? And the Rai is from our Gemore, because the Gemore is saying, Bishleim el Ra, Bishleim el Revi, Loma Shem Ayon is saying, Mishemoch Dayashaito, El Ra, Loma Mayanechadu, Amai Dayashaito, Tamim Eisleis. So the Gemore says, the Lekke Shoes. So according to Rav, The whole halacha of Re'ach Adam Teya Dayashaito can only be visualized in the case where she saw dam immediately after the expiration of the Yimei Teya within 24 hours, less than 24 hours subsequent to the expiration of the Yimei Teya. But if that was when she saw dam on the morning of the 41st day, or on the morning of the 81st day. So since we couldn't contaminate all the tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior, so memele we are not even mitame the tares to mafreya mitkidle pkide either. In other words, since we cannot be mitame all the tares of our choice to mafreya, we are not mitame the all the tares mitkidle pkide either. This is what Gemara is saying. Why? So we see that the whole aloche of Re'ach Adam Teya Dayashaito is based upon the fact that there was a hefsek of one ene. So according to Rashi, so there is always a hefsek of one ene because the dam that she had that did emanate, so emanated from the Mayim Toyer, Mashenkin according to Rav, so the dam that emanated from the same ion, so mele, there is no hefsek one ene with a suspension of dam for 30 days. So that's why the Gemara applies this price of Re'ach Adam Teya Dayashaito to the case where the Riyas dam subsequent to the expiration of the Yimei Teya took place within 24 hours and less than 24 hours subsequent to the expiration of the Yimei Teya. So the reason is why is Dayashaito is because of the special aloche. Since we cannot be mitamal mafreya all the time she handled within the 24 hours, even though we could be mitamei mafreya all the tares that she handled would seen as of less decay. So in other words, so with this takonis chachomim that we can be mitame. Limchaya is only shayach if it's possible to be mitame all the tares that you handled within 24 hours prior. But if we cannot be mitame all the tares you handled within the 24 hours prior, so we are not mitame in the tares you handled as of less big. That's the halacha. So we see from this gemara that without the hefzek of one eino, we couldn't be mitare. We couldn't say da yeshayim. Oh, the lekeshus, aber lekeshus, mitame meisleitz, lirav domo mayim echotu, vavo gav di da yeshayim. But then the question is, if it's ikeshus, in other words, if she saw the dam, not on the 81st day, but on the 82nd day, so the mele we could be mitame mafreya, all the tare she handled, within the 24 hours prior, then we are mitame. The Abba Gab the Daish, but then the question arises, but let us say Daish Aito on the basis of Minikoso. So, we can apply it to a case where the Aloche of Minikoso doesn't apply. Hoche Maira Bimeiz Noi Bipilo, Kidi Parishis. Tena. Dibiferik Ilunares, Oma, Hagiere Sheroa Sodam Bisech Meiz Leiz, Daish Aito. Kabiei Seimeir, Harei Kichola Noshi. So in other words, here the Gemara is saying that this takonis chachomim that kol anoshi mitami mesles. So mitami mesles. So we say only applies if it could be mitami mesles. But if we couldn't be mitami mesles, for example, when the Riyas Dam takes place at the beginning of the 81st day or the morning of the 81st day. So we couldn't be mitame all the tare she handled. The 24 hours prior, so mele, we are not mitame in the tares that she handled as of the last dike, but in ksuves, there's a machlech between Tanekam and Rabbi Yisi. Tanekam says, Hagiyer, Eshero Asodam, Vizech Meisleis, Dayo Shaito. In other words, suppose Hagiyer was Mizgaya. Was this guy, let's say, Sunday morning? Gieres was this guy, let's say, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then, let's say, she saw down tomorrow, next morning, on Monday at 6 o'clock, within 24 hours, only 21 hours subsequent to the Gieres. Subsequent to the Geos, some mele, we say, so that the Kame says, Dayo Shaito. Why? Because we couldn't be mitame all the taras she handled 24 hours prior to the all the taras she handled 24 hours prior to the Uriah's Dam. Let's say she was Miss Gaia on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning, then Monday at 6 a.m. she had the Uriah's Dam. If we were to apply the aloha of Mitamal and Afreya all the 24 hours, that's impossible. Then we would have to say that all the Taras she handled as of 6 a.m. Sunday morning at home. How could we be mitame the tare she handled at 7 a.m. Sunday morning? 7 a.m. she was still going. She went tefillah at 9 a.m. So even if the dam emanated into the Beis Achitz, from the Boker into the Beis Achitz at 7 a.m., but she was still in Ochitz. So mele, we are not mitame even the tares she handled as of the last dik. So in other words, so Tanakamis Shite is in accordance with what the Gemara says here, that ikeshus. So we say, in the case of lekeshus, so since we cannot be mitame meis leis, we are not mitame even the tare she handled as of last decade. But Rabbi Yisi says, harei kechol anoshim, and we are mitame l'mafreya, but we are only mitame l'mafreya as of last decade. But we are not mitame l'mafreya. It's impossible to be mitame l'mafreya all the 24 hours. So Rabbi Yisi holds that even in the case where it cannot be mitame l'mafreya all the 24 hours, so we have to be mitame all the time she handled as of last decade. So that's contrary to what the Gemara says here, that in the case of Rekesh Yehus, since we cannot be mitame l'mafreya all the time she handled all the 24 hours prior, so we are not mitame l'mafreya even the time she handled as of the last decade. V'yesh leima v'sugid orach le'atzi k'rabi yisiyos. In ame hosom hoiso hosom hoiso bastume hoisom is gayeres v'keidem. Because like this, the Allah of the Chachamim is that kol anoshim ligavi tares, so mitame either meis leis or mipkid lepkide. In other words, so meis leis is mametes al yad mipkid lepkide, and mipkid lepkide is mametes miyad meis leis. So in other words, let's say any woman who sees that. Who sees dam, let's say, on Tuesday morning. She has a rias dam on Tuesday morning. So then, and she handled tires Monday afternoon and so on. So we are mitame all the tires she handled is of Monday morning. All the tires she handled within the 24 hours prior. But suppose she made the decay Monday at 4 p.m. she made the decay and she found it clean. So the melee, and then Tuesday morning, so at 9 a.m., so she had the rias down. She made a bdike and she found out. So then we are only mitame, the tare she handled since 4 p.m. Monday afternoon. But the tare she handled prior to 4 p.m., we cannot be mitame, because we know that she was staying or she made on Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. she made the bdikah, she was clean. So that's mifkido ipkide memametes miyad meis leis. Suppose she has a rias dam on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. and the last bdikah was made Sunday morning, 2 days before, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. So then we are not mitame on the tare she handled as of 9 a.m. Sunday morning. But we only mitame all the tare she handled as of Monday morning 9 a.m. That's meis leis mimayetes al yad mipkido lepkide. So ordinarily, so even though we know that we cannot be mitame all the tares that she handled 24 hours prior, but we are still mitame all the tare she handled as of the last decade. Mashiach in this case. In the case of Reyach Adam Teya. So over there, Alpidin, we could be mitame l'mafreya all the 24 hours. We just happened, she made it as we know. So even though we are not mitame l'mafreya all the time she handled the 24 hours, but since Alpidin, the aloche of mitame l'mafreya 24 hours does apply. But she made it dike Monday at 4 p.m. But Alpidin, if she hadn't made the decay, so then she wouldn't be tami all the tares she handled the 24 hours prior. So then we say, meis leis, mi maetes al yad, pkidem maetes al yad meis leis. Mashenki in the case of Areyach Adam Teya, Shedai Shaito, if she saw her areas down on the 81st day in the morning at 9 a.m., so Alpidin we couldn't be mitame all the 24 hours. So where the tumas meis leis is mufti alpidin, even though we could be mitame all the tares as of the last decade, so memele, so they are as of the expiration of the mitaya, as of the expiration of the mitaya, so we don't say it. So but in the case, but Rabbi Yisi is chayrik, And Rabbi Yossi, she takes it. So the first Tanit is in Teisus that Rabbi Yossi is chilek and this thing that is mentioned in the Braise. And Rabbi Yossi holds that even where the Tumas Meisleis is Alpidin Mufke, but if we could be mitame, the tame she handled as of the moment that the Yemiteya expired, so we have to be mitame the tame she handled as of the moment the Yemiteya expired. That's the first step. Then the second step is Hosom Hoysobastume Hoysom is Dayagas Mikede. In other words, in this case, there was no mitzias, there was no possibility of becoming tomei all the 24 hours. So, because, let's say, she had a riyas dam at 9 a.m. on the 81st day. So there was no possibility to be mitamei all the tares she handled as of 9 a.m. the 80th day. Because until the sunset of the 80th day, so it was Damteya. So there was no possibility for her to become Tomei all the 24 hours prior to the day. Because until the sunset of the 80th day, so she was Mufkas of Tomei. It was still Yemiteya. So Memele, so in such a case, even Rabbi Yossi agrees. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees that in view of the fact that al pidin there was no possibility of becoming tomei all the 24 hours prior. So even though it's possible to be mitamei all the tare she handled as of the sunset of the 80th day, so since the tumas veis leis is mufke completely without the possibility of being tamei, so we cannot be mitamei the tare she handled as of the sunset of the 80th day. Mashein kein ligabi li'eres, if she had been misguided before, then she could have been tamei all the she could have been mitamei all the tare she handled the 24 hours prior, but she wasn't misguided before. So mele she wasn't mufkas. So migabi diyeres she wasn't mufkas of the tum. Then a second teretz oy mishum diise bigavo tumed rabba. In other words, that migabi diyeres, so she wasn't even before the geus, she was a goy, she was still not mufkas. She was still not mufkas of tumas nida. She was still not mufkas of tumas nida. Why? Because midrabonon enochris is mitamei tumas nida. Now the question that arises against the second teres of Teisves is this: if the halacha had been that midrabonon enochris, when she has a menstrual flow, does not become tmeyo, but if she has a menstrual flow, she does become tmeyor, then we could understand the second teres of Teisves. But the halacha is that on the raisa level, even if a goy has a menstrual flow, so she doesn't become tmeyor. And midrabanon, the halacha is that enochis bas dibur shonav yimechot is mitami tumas nido, even if she didn't have a menstrual flow. So mele, as far as becoming tomei as a result of the menstrual flow, that doesn't apply to enochris. Even with Rabbonon, if the takones chachomim had been that enochris, when she has a menstrual flow, becomes meyot tumas nido. But if she doesn't have a menstrual flow, she is not meyot tumas nido. The way it is with raisa in regard to Israelis. So until a woman has a menstrual flow, she's there. But the moment she has a menstrual flow, no matter how young she is, she becomes there. If we had a counterpart on the Rabbonon level in regard to Enochis, then we could understand Teisves' second text. In other words, that there is no analogy between the case of Reach Adam Teah in a situation of Lekesh Yehus in the case of a geirus. Because in the case of Reach Adam Teya, Shedayo Shaito, in the case of Reach Adam Teya, Ulekeshus, so there, the Tumas Meisleis is moved. Even on the Rabbur level, it's moved. Mashenk, some Mele, since Tumas Meisleis is moved, even on the Rabbur level, some Mele, we are not even mitanin the Tares that she handled as of the explanation of the Eidele. But Mashenk came, Rigami Geyeres, so on the Rabbur level, Tumas Nido is not Mufkas even before the Geos. So Mimele, we apply the Aloche of Mitamul Mafreya as of the moment of the Geos. Mashayin came, but the Aloche is that the Nochris Midraise is not Mitamul Tumas Nido even if she has the menstrual flow. And mid Rabbonon, she's mitami to Masnido, even if she's so young, a nochis basgimu shonu yimechot. So if she has a menstrual flow, so she's mitami, even if she doesn't have a menstrual flow, she's mitami to Masnido. So that means that the menstrual flow has no significance. Even at the Rabbonon level, it has no significance. So what kind of returns the thesis give? Now, the Miri, in Avizore, that Lamed Law, he mentions it Ligabe Zav and Ligabe Zov, or Ligabe Nido. In other words, the Aloche is that Midraise, that Yisroel, a Tinik Beyim Echot, if he has a discharge of Zive, so he's Mitami to Bezov. So, after Tinik Beyim, so we learned in this Kusi, that Aloche, Tzidrosh. So, Lazochol Nakim, all Lazochol Nakim, the Tinik Beyimechot is Mitami to Mesive if he has a flow of Zim. And the Tinekes, Basi Nechot. So if she has a flow of Nide, she is Mitami. And if she has a flow of Zive, so it has to be Bashmini of him, otherwise it's impossible to conceive. That's the Aloche Midraise in regard to Yisroel and Yisraelis. Now, in regard to Nakum, or in regard to Chovim, so then, even if Nakum has a flow of Zive, he's not Tame, and Enochis, even though she has a flow, a menstrual flow, of Nidus or Zivo, so she's not Tame. But with Rabbanon, the Chachomim were misakei that Nakum, ben Teshonim Yimechot, is Tame even if he doesn't have a flow of Zim. But, so, and the Nochris, and if it's Chovim, Bas Gimul Shono Yimechot, so he's Mitame to Masnide, even if she didn't have a menstrual flow. But, a Nochris, and if it's Chovim, less than 3 years old, and Nako, less than 9 years old, is not Mitame. So the Miri says, that's only a Nako less than 9 years old, or a Nochris less than 3 years old, who did not have a zive flow or a menstrual flow. So then, only if he's even beyond. So the Chachomim or Gezatumo, in order to deter a Tinik Yisrael from being abused by the Chovim in Mishkaf Zchur, or in order to deter Bnei Yisrael from being abused from beyond. So, but if it's less than intense, and less than the Gimel, so the Chachomim were not Geizatume in respect to a Nochris or a Nochri who did not have actually flow. Masheinke, if a Nochri mamished a Zive flow, or a Nochris mamished a menstrual flow, or a Zive flow, so then, even though the Nochri is less than 9 years old, and even though the Nochris is less than 3 years old, a tinik beyeme or a tinik is beyemo, and if it is chavim, so if she mamished a menstrual flow, then she is mitame, even though she is less than 3 years old. That's what the Miri says in Avizor. So it's a raya that takes us also agrees with that Miri's chavish. In other words, that there were two takones, Mirabon, two takones. One takone was vis-a-vis, ein akum bentes, or vis-a-vis, even though they're not in Tiazov or Izov. And then another Takon is Chachomi, that if a teenage, if a Chachomim ben Yeme, has his Ime, even though Midrais is not Ome, if it's an Akes, Bas Yemo, even as Chachomim, has a menstrual flow, even though Midrais says she's not Neo, but here she becomes Neo. So because of this, Teisa says, Oy Mishum Yisa Ligavotum and Rabbonon. So that means that on the Rabbonon level, even a Goye is not Mufke of Tumas Nide as a result of the menstrual flow. So Teisa says, does not have reference to the Tumas Nido that applies to a Tenekes Basgimu Shoni Mechot who didn't even have menstrual flow, but Teisa says as reference to the Takones Chachomi, that even Poches Mbatzim Shom Nimechot, if she had the menstrual flow, then she is Tmeo Tumas Nido Mid Rabbon. Alright. Now, the Teisa Shavua Basra with Pasco, we went over, we discussed it. Now the other Teisa. Hilchas Ikrabo, Vim Teima, what Trey Chumka Disas Rado de Minu, Vyish Lema, the Hoche, Vimisat Kolom, Posikim Malahachmech, Malahachmech. יחי גם אם תשיב הייתי די מהלוך את הרקולו לאחמיה גם בשמונה באגרוס וחוצה צוריס היקשה רב רב מאוד חבר יצחוק לאי בידומה we discussed it about פה אמין את תיסס כך היקשה רב רב מאוד חבר יצחוק לאי בידומה שני מיון עשיין הוד איתן יותר כשפחיה כי יאירה שיוצא פדח אז לא דו if the head of the fetus emerged before the gerus ויאיסי וקובים and before the whole goof emerged, she immersed herself in the mikveh, and she became Geiras. So, Bahakim is Gairo, a lazing law you made, Tumen in Meitare. In other words, that the moment the Padachas emerged, so then the fetus was considered the old woman. So that means that the big delay that took place while she was in Goy. So Memele, the whole aloche of Tumas Leide, that the Torah applies to a Yildes, that applies only to a Yildes Israel. But here the Leide took place a moment before she became an Israeli. So Memele, the aloches of Tumas Leide do not apply. So it says, Enesli Meitumeh V'yemitach. So in other words, that any dam that emanates from this Yildes within the 33 days or the 66 days, so historia. But according to Levi, Shnei Mayonesen, Amay Nisnu Yom Nitare, Halimay Tome. So, but if according to Levi, that it's in Mayon Toye, of course, I mean, we cannot, the way the Chasam Sefer says, it doesn't terminate from the Mokke, but it originates in a different cause other than the menstrual cause of a flow of dam. And that's the reason as why it's Toya. So what if she's a goy? But the fact is that it's not a nido, so it should be Toya anyway. Halamai Tomi Sos, Uvirish in today, Venametnan, the nation of him, Tumavimitare, Umahi Price and Trinreis. Now then another kasha. So one kasha is from the price in Preres in regard to Geyeres. The other kasha is the Mishnah in Nide in regard to Yisrael. Now this kasha is really not the kasha. I mean, Teisa doesn't say it, but the Ramban said it in very simple terms. What's the kasha? Uvrish Yisrael, Namet Nam, the Yishvino of Yimitume Vimitar. Yimitume Vimitar. So in other words, if a baby was born through a caesarean operation, that's a Yitzhak event, so then the mother is not Meyot Tumas Leide. What it means, not Meyot Tumas Leide? In other words, this special aloche that a Yildes is only 7 days when she gives birth to a Zohar, 14 days she gives birth to a Nikevo, even if the lady will take place without a drop of dam emanating from the Mokke. So it's a special aloche, even if it's a lady Yabesh, So it's aloha that it's mayo. So that doesn't apply to a case of a yildes through a yetzidim, through a cesarean. But when the baby is born, even if the baby is born through a cesarean, but the fact is that usually she has a flow of dam. The woman has a flow of dam. So then she's mayor 7 days as an eagle. The special tumor of Thomas Lake that is peculiar to a illness, even if there wouldn't be any discharge of dam. So that doesn't apply to a illness for a cesarean. Mashainke, if there is a flow of dam, and of course when a baby is born, even if the baby is born for a cesarean, there is a flow of dam, so she's mayo 7 days with raise, machmas nida. So the Mishnah says that if a baby was born through a cesarean, so in Yeshin Olof, Yemei Tumer Mitare, so according to Levi, why is in Yeshin Olof Yemei Tare? After all, the dam that emanates in the Yemei Tare, so he originates in a different cause than the menstrual cause. So Mimele, So what difference does it make whether he's a Yitzidayven or he's not a Yitzidayven? So the Ramban says that doesn't present any kasha. Because if he's a, when do we say that Yemei Teah, so the dam that emanates in Yemei Teah originates in a different cause, if the birth takes place in a natural way, when the baby comes out through the moke, so then any flow of dam that comes out originates in a different cause. Mashenkin, if the baby is born as it is even for a cesarean operation, so Mimele, that does not suspend. If the baby, a natural giving birth, suspends the menstrual flow. And if any dam emanates in Yemei Teah, it doesn't originate in it. It does not have an immensal origin, but it has some other origin. Mashein came, the baby is born through a cesarean. So then, there is no suspension of the menstrual flow. So any dam that emanates in the 33 days or in the 66 days. By in the case of a Yitzidayven birth, so emanates from the same cause. That's what Ramban said. All right, but Tesis doesn't say. Umahi praise the preres loikosheko kachorei di meike kibisham. So from the praise and preres, there is no kash against me because we can apply it according to bishama. The omar my nechot iname kibisham ochanu da omar kitanu bishovi. Aber stammas wissen Yitzidayven. That has to accord with everybody is kosher. V'yeshleima the next lo yemiteya. So what there are two talmud sages. What talmud in Teisa says the next lo yemiteya ikel yukme liinyan shimro aso biyim zayin lizoch oy biyim yedalut linkevo the habit tchilas nido the yitumas leido alel. So when the Brisa says in prayers or in the mishnah or the mishnah when the mishnah says in Lide regarding it's a David that a nation in Mitea, it doesn't mean that if she has a discharge of dam, in the Mitea, so it's done. But it means in case if she is Ras or being Zion Lizoho or being Dalad in Cable, so if there is a natural birth, not an it's a David birth, some Mele, so then it wouldn't start the Yemei Nideh, because the Yemei Nideh can only start in case of a Yeledes, of a natural birth, only on the first day, Yeledes Zohar, or the 81st day, Yeledes Nekevo. Masha'in came in the case of a Geyeres, or in case of a Yitzidayven, so the Xerasakosu of Yemei Teah doesn't apply. But as far as the Mitzias of originating in a separate cause, not this the menstrual cause is concerned, so that applies to Yitzidekin, and that applies to Yiras too. So the melee, but suppose she saw down in the on the seventh day of Yitzidekin, or a Yiras, or on the 14th day of Yiras Mikayim, she saw down. So if it hadn't been a lady of Yitzidekin, if it hadn't been a Yiras, if it had been a regular Israelis, so it wouldn't be Tchilas Lido. It wouldn't start the Yemenido. Because the Yemenido can only start on the first day or on the first day. Not if she has a Rias down on the seventh day or on the 14th day. Mashenkin Bagieres or Bayitzidefen or the Halochid Exerzakos of Yemenitea doesn't apply. So Mimele did start the Yemenido. So according to the first Eretz and Tesis, Enoch Nam, even Geiras, according to Levi, if she has a discharge of that in the Lamed Gimel Yomim or in the Samach Vov Yomim, so the dam is not on. But then the other Eretz, and all the Rishonim except the other Eretz, Iname, Arachol Gav Nishnei Mayon, say, Yesh Nitami Hadam, Dimina Moki Kose, Elodab Gibi Moki Mshatri Omita Rose. So Teisa says that Eve, according to Levi, so who says that Shin Mayone say, what does it mean Shin Mayone say? So it's obvious that that's Teisa, that's the Pshat Teisa. It doesn't mean it comes from another Mayon. It comes from the same source. It emanates in the Yemeitea, even according to Levi, emanates from the same source. In other words, from the uterus, from the womb, from the lining of the uterus. The way the menstrual dam comes. So, but, and according to Rav, so if it comes, even though it originates, but Levi says that in view of the fact, even though it emanates from the same lining of the uterus as menstrual dam, but in view of the fact that the dam, the discharge of dam is not of menstrual origin, because the bleeding, menstrual bleeding, is due to the fact, that the woman, that the uterus became prepared for the fertilization of the egg cell, and since the egg cell was not fertilized, so the linings become swollen up, and it gives rise to bleeding. That's menstrual origin. But in case the dam that is discharged in the Yemeitea, so that has some other reason. That has to do probably with the fact that the birth is made the change in the whole, the removal of the placenta when the baby is born. So that made the change in the organism, and then there is bleeding. So even though it emanates from the same lining of the uterus, but it has a different cause. So the mele, Rav says, my lechot, Alpidin needs to be considered as my lechot. Without any xerasakosuf, it's to be considered as damnido. Even though it emanates from a different cause, it doesn't emanate from the same cause that gives rise to menstrual bleeding. So still, as long as it emanates from the mokeh, so Alpidin it's considered damnido. Mitzad asvor, Levi says no. Mitzad asvor, without special zeras hakosuf, then we should say that what should be considered as damnido only if it emanates from the menstrual cause. But if it emanates from a different cause, even though it emanates from the same source, from the lining of the uterus, it should not be considered is damnit. But here, mitzvah. But here there is a special zerasakosu. Here there is a special zerasakosu that only when the halacha of tumas leino apply, so then it's toya. Otherwise, it's not toya. So there is a special zerasakosu. So in regard to a yeldes, a yeldes, so where she was at the time of the lady, she was still in ochitz. So then, this zerasakosu of yimiteya doesn't apply. If this zerasakosu of yimiteya doesn't apply, so mimele, it is tome. Now the Rambam מוצושי בשם חכם הצופתי, שאין מקשי, ועקן לי בפרק ישפרי בירה שיוצא בדחס, ועודו בייסו נוחיס, ועקן נסגאי רואי ניסמו ימיתום אל מיטב, ומי הוא ליבי דומה מסתמתו מנפתח התויר, המי הוא ימיתר ומי הוא תויר עושה, ומיתר צימי הוא ימיתר אליו, דווקא זה זה פרסט טיימס, שלאו דווקא שאין לו כלום, אלא לימה, שאם רואה סבילום זיין לזוכר ומשוואי ומנקי בו, פני יונידו ומני בשיח למיתי הלימניוס, ויהי שמעמידים לישואלים בנוראים וכבישם, דם רמי לכו, אוי פיר של רבי, אף על פי ששני מיון עשה, לא התיר העתיר רמי הזה, אלו בנילדס, וזו פיר שאין לו בין לידה, אף אוי סמיון תומים, וראי נסדום, אין חמישה דומים. So, וכיוון שאין לו, שאף על פי ששני מיון עשה, לא התיר העתיר לו מיון זה אלו בנילדס. Only by Yildes the Torah was mitayat. Only by Yildes the Torah was mitayat. Vizu kim sheim lo din leide apuit samayim tomiu. So what's the machlekes really between Rav and Levi? I mean, there is no machlekes in Mitzias. So in other words, both are made that it comes from the same source. The Yimeteya, the Damteyak emanates from the same source, from the lining of the uterus. And both are made and so, but the machlekes between Rav and Levi is on this. According to Rav, as long as it emanates from the same source, so Mr. Aswara, without any xerasakosu, so it has to have a din of damnido. Whether it originates in the menstrual course or in another course. For example, the Shilohese, many women have a problem with ovulatory bleeding. Now, that's, it emanates from the lining of the uterus, but it doesn't originate in the same cause. This bleeding, ovulatory bleeding, does not originate in the same cause as menstrual bleeding. Is she or not? Now, according to the Chassam Sefer, but it should not be mentioned to anybody. According to the Chassam Sefer, one could argue, since the Chassam Sefer says that the machlekes between Rav and Levi is not on such a divergent machlekes that according to Rav, it emanates from the Boker, according to Levi, it doesn't emanate from the Boker. There couldn't be such a machlekes in Mitzias. But it emanates from the Boker. But according to Levi, it originates in a different cause than menstrual bleeding, and according to Rav, it originates in the same cause as menstrual bleeding. So it's mashma father Chassam Sefer's explanation of the machlekes that suppose, let's say, it is established that a certain bleeding that emanates from the mokia, from the uterus, but it originates not in the same cause as menstrual bleeding, then she's not an eagle. So in other words, ovulation bleeding would not make the woman into an eagle. I said, no, that it's not mistabia, that there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi and Metzias. Even if the Metzias is not of such wide divergence, it's not mistabia. Monefshech, if Rav says so, why is Levi chilek? And if Levi says Metzias is different, why is Rav chilek? But the Metzias is that the dam that emanates in the Yemeteya, it does not originate in a menstrual cause. In a menstrual cause. But it's another cause, but it emanates from the same source, from the walls of the uterus. So Mimele, according to Rav, so there's a machlekes in the din, according to Rav, is what makes dam nido, the fact that it emanates from the uterus. V'ho raye, the shita of the Bes Yosef, and that's the shita of the raye in Tiraskeani, and Rabbi Nehiro in Tiraskeani, that if a woman has a makor in the moker itself, so then she's also in it. The Ramo doesn't pass in that way, but that's the shita of the Bes Yosef. If suppose a woman has an ulcer in the uterus, has an ulcer in the uterus, and it bleeds, So according to Bes Yosef, and that's the Sheikh of the Raivet in Teraskeyan, so she's in Zinido. So we see that in accordance with the Sheikh of Rav, because we pass it like Rav. I'm sure that the Raivet wouldn't say it, I will be delayed. So that's the Machlekes, really.